The same thing now we are war against Maya, isn't it? Maya is so strong. That's why we should know how to protect ourselves. We can convince others, we can kill so many people, but what about us? When the Maya attacked, the first one was falling down. But this was this year in the program. Prabhupada was having this program, so reduction of our Bhagavad Gita. So this is service rule. First, we are doing that because of the acharyas told us to do, and the second, our desire to get the mercy of the sastra. So this is the mercy must be there. Why? What happened if someone gets mercy? Vishnu padam avapnoti. What it means? You will get the Pratishthita Bhad Vishnu. Why? What is that? Why we should do that? Because Abhaya Charangara Vidya is free from here. Asuka Abhaya. What is this song? Asuka Abhaya Amrita Adhara Tumara Charana Dvaya. The school of the seat of Lord is free from fear and free from lamentation and with the place of metta, place of free from shaiti. Yadam yadam atmi padam. Isn't it in Rig Veda? Om Tadvishnu Paramam Padam. The Tadvishnu Paramam Padam is Paramam, the Supreme. And as the boat is Vaikuntha, Vaikuntha is a place of free from anxiety. So that we go to that place when we are having the right mood to follow this principle, to follow this process, even by the acharyas. That right mood will come, not by studying. Studying the mood, well, of course we have sadhik sastra. But let us go get the right mood to do it, to approach the sastra. So we can get a real result of having endeavor to see the sastras. Otherwise, just having this head bigger. What happens when the head is bigger? We are trying what? Labha, Ruja, Pratishtha. This is running behind us. We accept it. This is one of the anarthas. Rise from bhakti. Because Sravanam Kirtanam is not, this is process of bhakti. If you follow that bhakti process, if you are not concerned, if you don't have the right mood, the three results will come. Labha, Puja, Pratishtha. This result will come. What happens with that? With the result, go back home, back to the universe. Not go back home, back to the universe. Here, yeah, this right mood is this important to approach the sastra. That's why now we read from Srimad Bhagavad Gita. So Bhagavad Gita has mentioned the transcendental literature. You should listen carefully. Carefully means with great attention. Want to be fully partners. And want to practice the teaching given by Srimad Bhagavad Gita. By that teaching, by that practice, soon heart will become clear. And then, Sushukam Kartum Agyaya. Then we have some joyful to perform. Otherwise, it's difficult. Difficult means just struggling to maintain the principle. So, we come to the Sri Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 28, chapter 11. Please repeat after me. Nato mam satya se drasum.
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 Ane naiva svachakshusha.
Ane naiva svachakshusha.
Ane naiva svachakshusha.
Ane naiva svachakshusha.
Divyam dadami te chakshu.
Divyam dadami te chakshu.
Divyam dadami te chakshu.
Divyam dadami te chakshu.
Pasyame yogam aishwaram.
Pasyame yogam aishwaram.
Pasyame yogam aishwaram.
Pasyame yogam aishwaram.
Natumam satya shedhastum.
Natumam satya te drastum.
Anenaiva svachakshusha.
Anenaiva svachakshusha.
Divyam dadami te chakshu.
Divyam dadami te chakshu.
Pasyame yogam aishwaram.
Pasyame yogam aishwaram. Natu mam sakshyate drashtum. Anenaiva svachakshusha. Divyam dadami te chakshuh. Pasyame yogam aishwaram. Natu mam sakshyate drashtum. Anenaiva svachakshusha. Divyam dadami te chakshuh.
Pasyame
yogam aishwaram. Natu mam sakshyate drashtum. Anenaiva svachakshusha. Divyam dadami te chakshuh. Pasyame yogam aishwaram.
Natu mam
sakshyate drashtum. Anenaiva svachakshusha.
Divyam dadami te chakshuh.
Divyam dadami te chakshuh.
Pasyame yogam aishwaram.
Pasyame yogam aishwaram. Natu mam sakshyate drashtum. Anenaiva svachakshusha. Divyam dadami te chakshuh. Pasyame yogam aishwaram. Natu mam sakshyate drashtum. Anenaiva svachakshusha. Divyam dadami te chakshuh. Pasyame yogam aishwaram. Natu mam sakshyate drashtum. Anenaiva svachakshusha. Divyam dadami te chakshuh. Pasyame yogam aishwaram. Natu mam sakshyate drashtum. Anenaiva svachakshusha.
Divyam dadami te chakshuh.
Pasyame yogam aishwaram.
Nam
drashtum. Anenaiva svachakshusha. Divyam dadami te chakshuh. Pasyame yogam aishwaram.
Swachakshusha. Your own eyes.
Divyam.
Divine.
Dadami.
I give.
Te.
To you.
属于
掌书
掌书
爱
爱
发下
发下
气
气
美
美
美有感美舍人
有感爱不感
inconceivable mystic power
inconceivable mystic power
but you cannot see me with your present eyes therefore I give you divine eyes behold my mystic attributes support as your divine
eyes
of your devotees does not like to see Krishna in any form except his form with two hands and a devotee must see his universal form by his grace not with the mind but with spiritual eyes to see the universal form of Krishna Arjuna is told not to change his mind but his vision the universal form of Krishna is not very important that will be clear in subsequently yet because Arjuna wanted to see the Lord gives him the particular vision required to see the universal form devotees who are correctly situated in the transcendental relationship with Krishna are attracted by loving pictures not by godless display of idolatry the blaming of Krishna the friend of Krishna and the parent of Krishna never want to show his opulence they are so immersed in pure love that they do not even know that Krishna is the supreme personality of God in their loving exchange they forget that Krishna is the supreme lord in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is stated that the boys who play with Krishna are all highly pious souls and after many many births they are able to play with Krishna some boys do not know that Krishna is the supreme personality of God they take him as a personal friend therefore Sukadeva Goswami described his verse idam satam brahma sukam bhutva dasam gatanam papadivatena maya sukanam namadarakena satam jasro krita punya punya here the supreme person who is considered the impersonal Brahman by Kshetri, the supreme personality of Godhead by devotees, and a product of natural nature by ordinary men. Now this boy, who have performed many, many pious activities in his past life, are playing with the supreme personality of Godhead. Not with them, thank you. The fact is that the devotee is not concerned with seeing the Vishwarup, the universal form, but Arjuna wanted to see, to substantiate Krishna's statement so that in the future people could understand that Krishna not only theoretically or physically presented himself as the Supreme, but actually presented himself as such to Arjuna. Arjuna must confirm this because Arjuna is the beginning of the Parampara system. Those who are actually interested in understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and who follow in the footsteps of Arjuna should understand that Krishna not only theoretically presented himself as Supreme, but actually revealed himself as the Supreme. The Lord gave Arjuna the necessary power to see his universal form because he knew that Arjuna did not particularly want to see it as we had already explained. Jai Shri Prabhupada Iti Antumam Sakyati Drashtum Anaimeva Shachakshusha Visham Dhamiti Chakshu Parshanai Yudham Aishu But you cannot see me with your present eyes. Therefore, I give you divine eyes, behold of my mystic appearance. So here, how you can see, Krishna is Suridam Sarvodhanam. It's well to do. langsung jiwa. So in the purport, you can see how Krishna is so merciful to us, pada jiwa, the conditional soul, so merciful. How is so merciful? Because it's not only he saw us what stated in the Veda, but he saw the practical. Who is Bhagavan? Because he knows that nowadays people are accepting so many persons as Bhagavan. So here he says, how did you prove that you cannot cheat? Who is Bhagavan? This is so much for to ask and protect us from deviation, from falling again this material world, because this material world is place of dukkha and asasya. So Krishna is so merciful, he protects us from death falling again in this material world by showing us his own swarup. The true death is Bhagavan. So from that state, Manaprabhupada was telling, it's so clear that this Krishna is the only Bhagavan. It's not only the person is Bhagavan. Protect us from that is Krishna. Stated in Sutra, because first Krishna was a deep of mercy, but in the form of Sutra, mentioned, Mayar Mouda Jiver Nahi Swata Krishna Jyan Jiver Kripai Kaila Krishna Veda Pura. So Krishna, seeing this conditional soul, suffering this material world, he sent us the Vedas, the Sastras. So by the Sastra, he gave information how to go back, how to achieve this original position, how to achieve eternal happiness. Because here we are suffering, isn't it? Did you believe you are suffering here? No. I don't think so. Why suffering? Having some money, family is okay, having a house, car, why suffering? We are not suffering, isn't it? But we are trying to be happy, this is okay. Actually, we are trying to be happy. There is no place, because Krishna was telling in Bhagavad Gita, Dukkhavayama Saswatam. He made that word in such a way, this place of suffering. We cannot make it a place of happiness. Big brand we have, or big technology we have, we cannot make this place as place of happiness. It's only place of suffering. But in illusion, trying to be happy, that we accept as happiness. Just free from suffering, we accept as happiness, isn't it? See the example Prabhupada was just giving? Said when someone put your hand in the water, how you feel? How you feel when someone put on your hand? Has someone told you to do like this? No. Okay, let us try. How you feel? If the motor here, you can put a hand in the water, how you feel? Those who experience drawing in the ocean, so they will feel, I have experience. So in Singapore, they know that. Anybody knows that? I have my experience when I was drawing in Cambodia. I was almost dying going in the lake of, what's the name of the lake in Cambodia? Angkor Wat, on the way to Angkor Wat. It's a big lake. That I was doing that. I went there on January Kakadasi and sleep a night there. In the morning, 7 o'clock across the lake, so big lake, in the middle of the lake, 7 o'clock in the morning, the lake is break. The boat is break. So I have to jump down, no way. So you know, I'm and then some devotees from Singapore was there, Raghupati was there, and Jai was there, Jai. So that time what happened, we got one trunk, but they put the petrol, big trunk, so they're spotting the trunk, so we cut this trunk. The one is handled by Raghupati, does not to swim. One is Jai, she does not to swim. Me in the middle is not to swim. Three of us is really struggling, no? So I try to come up to sit on the trunk. As soon as I go up, the trunk is rolling. So the devotee who handled the trunk was again under the trunk, no? Get up and under the trunk. I said, how are you? I'm okay. But, yes, I'm okay. All are crying. But still, how are you? I'm okay. This is so magic, you know. Two is crying, like Raghupati was crying, Jai was crying, again under the trunk, you know. I was bound here because Pedro was somehow taken by himself. Like this, all bound myself because I sat like in the middle, well, the Pedro will come out. So, but Raghupati was crying like anything. You know, Raghupati was crying like anything. So I asked him, how are you? He said, I'm okay. Like so it was really that, how that magic. So we are in this kind of condition, almost that. Still you think, are you? I'm okay. So it is really an illusion. So I was there for 3 hours in the morning. But the problem is, I was just finished my kirtan. I was kirtan there in the boat. The mridanga was floating like this, no? For the year, sitting. So when we jumped down, the mridanga still here. So what happened? The Raghupati was handling the mridanga. So that mridanga, so I just handled. He cannot breathe, you know, because Raghupati on me. Me, mridanga, and Raghupati. What a letter. So this understand is really a place of suffering. But when we come up from there, then we think, I'm okay. But another time, this just another few seconds, again this, we go down. And this is, we think that when we come out, we think we are happiness. We get happiness. But there is no happiness. In mortal world, there is no happiness. Real happiness. You only suffering. But in illusion, we cut in such a way, we think that happiness is there. But actually, because of that, it is never there. So they have a sastra. Maya Bhukta Divyana is Swata Krishna Jnana. So here Krishna was telling that they did not understand me by their own effort. So okay, I give the mercy by sending sastra. So first sastra was given by Krishna to give information how to get back to Krishna, how to get happiness. But still as Bhadajua, so many sastras are there, so many Vedas are there, everybody is taking the Vedas for their own enjoyment. Those who want to get happiness materially, they get the section of sastras. Those who are following karma, they want to get the karma section of the sastras. Those who are following jnana, they get the jnana section of sastras. Those who get bhakti, bhakti sastras. But who knows which one is better for us? We don't know. But again, Krishna said, oh, I give the sastras, but I don't know which one is supposed to get. Which one is real? Happiness. And then he was mentioning that sastra guru atma rupe apnera jana. And then Krishna can appear as sadhu guru. He will explain what is a sastra. Which one is the important for us to know to save ourselves from this dangers. So here the so merciful of Krishna to give us sastra. To show us which one is safe for us. Is why, first thing, we know the knowledge from sastra, and then we got information from Guru, and we accept the Guru as our guidance with full faith. If you want to go back to Krishna, we have to follow the sadhana in bhakti yoga. Because karma sadhana is there, jnana sadhana is there, but in bhakti yoga, sadhana, we should follow. Sadhana means that whatever followed by sadhu, that sadhu acha is sadhana. So we know that sadhana is one who can get Krishna. The sadhana is given by a guru. That's why Tatma Guru Sarpapdevita Jigyasu Sriya Uttama. The first thing if you want to go back to Krishna, must approach Guru. By Guru's mercy, and we have a some strength. Brahmanda Brahmagirvan, Bhagavanaji, Guru Krishna Prasadipay, Bhakti Lata. By the mercy of Krishna, we get a Guru, and by the mercy of Guru, we get Krishna. This is the other way. But now, how to get the mercy of Guru? We got the mercy from Krishna by having a Guru. But how to get the mercy of Guru now? Because by Mr. Guru we get Krishna, isn't it? But how do we get Mr. Guru? Service. Then how do we get the Guru's mercy? today I think guru, but how to get his mercy? Serving, service, following instructions,
submitting,
remove. And the next loka, the next line was telling, Visham Bina Guru Shiva. The only way how to get the mercy of Guru is Visham Bina Guru Shiva. Means loving, submitting, in Sikhya. Performing service to Guru. This is the way. Visham Bina Guru Shiva is the in Bhagavad Gita. So we should understand what is Visham Bina Guru Shiva. By sincere, this is the first thing. Sincerity must be there. Prabhupada was telling, the key of success in spiritual life is sincere, following the instructions of Guru. It's sincere. So by sincerity, to follow Guru instructions and then have a kripa, we receive the kripa. By that kripa, we have shakti to follow Guru instructions. This is Krishna's mercy. So when we having some, what I call this, purity in the heart, when we become, really we become a Krishna das, not Maya das, not half Krishna das, half Maya das, really Krishna das, pure devotee, and then Krishna will show us his mercy. Beginning, Krishna show us his compassion, not mercy, compassion, doya. Got mentioned in the sastra that nija jana kripa kori jiva doya korile apa nija jana kripa kori. So nija jana, so he will give his mercy to his own man. It's not everybody, but we are not his own man yet. We are still jana people. We know Krishna by theoretically, how we heard from somebody, how we see the sastra, how we the guru. But real service, we don't have expression yet. We don't have the religious journal yet. Here is an example given by Arjun. He is a religious journal. When Arjun asked him, please show me your Vishwaru, Krishna said, okay, I will show you. But be careful because your eyes is not good enough to see that the thing. Though Arjun is in the level of high devotees, Shaka, love for Krishna, he has the prema bhakti in his eyes. But what is the use for him to see the lower existence of Krishna, Vishwarupa? You think it's not enough as prema chakshu to see this Vishwarupa? But why Krishna was giving him again Divya chakshu? What is even Divya chakshu and prema chakshu? So he said, it's like because he gave him five again. But Krishna already explained to Krishna. This is the most, what we're telling even here. A pure devotee does not like to see Krishna in any form except to him. But why does he not want to see Vishwarupa? What is motivation then? Vasimaya? Why you want to see Vishwaru? But you already see the sun. This is okay. Krishna's mercy. Because the only like a drama. And Krishna put Arjuna in touch with him. So the teaching of Krishna can be heard. Can see the teaching of Krishna. This is only for us. He put in such a way his own bhakta in that way. So the teaching to us. How we should be careful to accept someone as Bhagavan. So you can hear. It's very, is it for you are Bhagavan? First, I am Bhagavan, then one will, okay, so you are Vishwaru. The first thing asked. So you are Vishwaru. If you answer as Vishwaru, they will think differently. Oh, yes, Bhagavan. It's the proof, yes, we tell him. It's when Krishna has put Arjuna in such way, but give it, he gave the answer. It's not prema chakshu, because you got prema chakshu already by seeing Krishna in the two form. But divya dhyan, what is the significance here? What is the idea? Special power. Is it enough to get Brahmachakshu to get special power? No, no. Why?
So he already died just for formality.
So it's very simple. If Vishwanath Thakur was giving an example, like if someone used to test the mystery, rock sugar, but it's not habitual to test another sugar, like gold. Give example like this. That's why, because you used to use a gift, so in order to have a problem with this taste, because you used to taste that mystery, rock sugar, so you can use it as a good, that's a good. So in order to get this one, it's like it's helping to have some taste there, to protect him, to having some different taste. He gets some adhika to receive this taste as a good. And some adhikar is there. But why that when he saw that Vishwarup, he was afraid? But why you touch Vishwarup?
Because he cannot take it. Whole world is deceiving. And he asked for it.
He was afraid because he cannot take it. But why that he gave him only what I call it? Why he cannot think that it's behind himself? He can see this world, this Vishwarup, but he cannot think why that he cannot manage his mind as Krishna himself in some form. He has the power to see. This Krishna is given. This power Vidyagya, Diva Chakshu. But what happened? Krishna doesn't give him intelligence. Because of that, bewildered. He cannot think about it. Because he thinks Krishna is in the form. This is explained by Vidyabhushan. Follow that Vidyabhushan, he explained that way. Because Krishna does give Arjuna the intelligence, pure intelligence to understand, therefore, he gives him the height, but he doesn't give the intelligence. Because of that, he is so afraid, bewildered, that this Krishna, afraid to Krishna, please show me your original form. Because intelligence is that way. So that's the important here, how that Krishna, when Arjuna asks, please give me, show your Vishwarup. He just says, yes, I will show you. This is your devotees. This is the Nija John. This old man, he will give this kripa. But for us, give compassion, doya for him. That's why compassion. That's why to attract that compassion from Krishna, we have to do something. We have to show ourselves to Krishna to do something. So when we cry asking for help from Krishna, oh Krishna, I am your servant. Jive Swarupave, Krishna Radhika Das, when we have this understanding, we have this metta. So our duty is to serve him. But now we serve Maya. So we don't want to serve Maya. Why? Because how many lives of life we are here serving Maya. But still we are not enough to serve Maya. What is that? Bhagavan Thakur was telling, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Gaura Chandra Bole, Oto Nidra Jau Maya, Pisachira Kole. Bhagavan Thakur was telling, Mahaprabhu is telling, give up, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Toro, fallen soul. How long do you want to sleep in the land of Maya? How long? Bujibo boliya ete samsara bitore buliya rohile tumi avijara bare. So, but before when you were in the womb of your mother, you are crying there. because so many disturbance in the womb. So many, now when the baby in the womb, and then so many, what do you call it, womb, bite the child, and then what inside, and then where is the mother here, eating so much chili, and then more burning, so that condition, it smell bad. In that condition, he prayed to Krishna, please let me come out, then I will promise you, I will worship you. I will worship you, please let me come out here. So that's the prayer, the baby in the womb, to get out from this kind of hellish season. When he come out from the mother's womb, what happened? Uriyaro he did to me. Hey, you're forgotten from me. Or avidyara bargi, because ignorance, so you forgot everything. But Krishna is not keep quiet. Just keep quiet. Still, he trying to put his mercy to that person. How? By sending the sastras. Giving the sadhus, gurus. That sastra reminding us, hey, you are not from here. You are from that side. Let's go back. Not enough. Okay, guru is coming. Just try some. Do like this. Sadhu is coming. Again reminding about this. So that's why Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Saro Asatra Koi, Lava Madra Sadhu Sangha, Saro Sidi Hoi. So you want to get perfection to Sadhu Sangha. Because Sadhu having Krishna, Sadhu coming from what? Sat. Sat means eternal. Eternal Krishna is eternal. So those who having eternal Krishna, so this is Sadhu, get association with it. Why? Because it will remind us, we are not from here. Although we know we are Krishna Das, we can remember nicely we are Krishna Das, but how many percent we are acting in that position of Krishna Das? Why? Jivere Krishna Das, e Vishwas, Jivere Krishna Das, e Vishwas, Korle Dwara Duko Nai. I'm half faith and Krishna Das. Okay, no problem, half faith. But the suffering will not go. Just by faith and Krishna Das, suffering will not go. Why? Because we talk about everything. Correcto. If you do it that you are Krishna Das, and then Aradukona, no more suffering. This is only Mukhe Bolo Naisali, only the mouth doesn't work. Chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, only the mouth, mind here and there, doesn't work. Bahu janma karyadi sarvano kirtanam tabutai vaya Krishna padi premane. Will not get your good of life. Bahu janma is not only one janma. Bahu janma kori is not get. It is still only mukhe bolo. This way, that is reasoning. Only just in the mind, it doesn't work. In the mouth, doesn't work. Must come to the heart. This way we need a kripa. So we need how is to receive the kripa, how is our mood, this kripa will come. They say, come to the class, trying to receive, hearing, please pray Krishna, please. I come here to get your mercy, not to be social. I come here to see my friends, no. I come here to get the mercy from the sastra, to see from the devotees. By that mood, come out of the house, we are already having some good mood from the house. From at home already, where we go, put it till up, where you're going, go to see the devotees, having Krishna's mercy. From that already, from the house, we are having the motivation. People will come here, see a friend, with no problem. But from the house already, we come out, don't know where to go, how about to Smaran temple? How about? Anyway, my friend is there. And then come here, how are you? Oh, blah, 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 blah. And then go back, nothing. Nothing. Then you can say, how's the problem? Oh, very nice, the Prasad. Only that you can say, because that's only the last thing. But who is the class? We do not, because I am there, but my mind is somewhere. So the Prasad and I entering through right here, come out again here. Directly come up. Just pass like this. But if like this, our mood, how many years, how many lives you want to be here? How many lives? Bahu janma kare. Since now we have some intelligence, our breath still, some walking is there. I still can see nicely. Air can hear nicely. Let us be conscious. Be conscious what we are doing. This way, this movement, you call it? Krishna consciousness. We cannot conserve with Krishna automatically, but Krishna won't be concerned. What we are doing? Concert doing japa. Most important. You can say, Kijaja no kripa kori, harinama udhari lo. Kipa daya, kori le apa. The harinama udhari. So harinama is the right medicine. Direct medicine. Infallible medicine. Infallible, yeah? Infallible medicine. Why? Krishna Prabhu was telling, Elite Oshadi Maya Nasi Barolagi Harinamo Maha Mantra Launi Magi. He was telling Guru Thakur, Elite Oshadi Maya, I come from that world. Krishna Prabhu was telling, I come to Goloka Vrindavan to bring this Elite Oshadi, the medicine for us to cure this disease. Is what? It's my influence, ignorance. You bring from there, but if you don't take it seriously according to what prescribed by your doctor, how the medicine can work? How the medicine can work is, you take this medicine, this is a diet. But you only take medicine, just know what is a diet. And then, the medicine might work. But this is sick sometimes. And also, it's not sure that it works according to what we want. Like, you know, one of my friends, when I was in Bali, he went to the pharmacy. So he went to get the medicine, because he went to the doctor, get the prescribed this one. So he went to the pharmacy. So it was long queue. He was saying that he put the first for the pepper, and then waiting for medicine. She was just full and sleep. Suddenly someone called, but there's no his name or not. But just directly goes in the front to get that medicine. But there's no for me, no, doesn't, because she just get up. She take medicine, she would go home. No? They said he was having a very itchy the body that time. That's why he goes to the doctor to help him with his disease, itchy. So when he take the medicine, he go home, take medicine until 2 weeks. So he doesn't know, he doesn't work for medicine. He see more and more. So he went to the doctor, he saw the medicine. Why the medicine like this? This is medicine for anti-pregnant. This is medicine for anti-pregnant. You are the man, why do you take the medicine? So, yeah, because I didn't know, because then I was sleeping, and then when someone called, I don't know my name or not, because I just get up, I just go to the front, then take medicine and go home. I don't know what the medicine is. So we take medicine, like a wrong medicine, because we don't know. That's why that energy of Shalimaya, Nasi Purulaki, then he gives us medicine to cure our disease in front of ignorance. So first, now we can both take medicine, have to see the diet. Otherwise, maybe dangerous is there. Why? Because Nam is medicine. Nam Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya, Rasa Vigraha. Nam Chintamani. So if you chant holy name in the state of offense, what you will get? There is three states of chanting. Nama Parat, Nama Bas, and Sudanam. So in Nama Parat we get Laba, we get Dharma, Artha, Kama. So those three things will be fulfilled if we chant in the state of Nama Parat. But if we, for Chaitanya, chant again more in the state of Nama Parat, we get Moksha. Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. So this we can get when we chant Namabhash. Namabhash means no offense, but not pure. But when we chant Sudhanam, what we get? The goal of our life. Prema Pumarto Mahan. This is Prema we get. This is the goal of Jiva. I think this one form of life is a real goal. because of that. So since we got that blessing by Guru's mercy, Guru's mercy, so let us be careful, be concerned how we take that blessing, so we can have the real power and soon go back to Krishna. So I will stop here. Any other comments or questions maybe? Thank you. Jai Shrimad Bhagavad Gita ki. A devotee must see his universal form by his grace, by his mercy. Not with the mind, but with spiritual eyes. Spiritual eyes. So, the spiritual eyes is mentioned here in Divya section. Divya means spiritual. But spiritual, what is mentioned by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the Divya is not in the mood of prema, but not contaminated by material contamination. This chakshu, free from material contamination, but not having this prema chakshu, prema mood. Open the Kura is saying that way. Divya Jnana, here Divya Chakshu means they are spiritual, but not having a power to see Krishna in the prema room, but they are not material. Only that he was explaining. Because why did you get? Actually, that is now having prema jnana. Prema chakshu. Why did you get chakshu again given? That's what Dr. was explaining. Divya chakshu means they are not material, but they are not yet in this prema chakshu. This was his name. Any questions? I will stop here. Thank you very much for your patience. This is for me in this study. Bancha by Pantaru Jasya, Vipashi Jai Vacha,
Jai Vigraha Krishna Prabhu ki.
Jai Prabhupada.
Jai.